took you many months to get here since Election Day with all this ballot counting and recounting. At one point, your opponent, George Amador, actually took the oath of office to be senator. What were you thinking as you went through all of these days?
It was almost 2.5 months. It was a long time, but I knew if we could get the ballots open, I felt strongly that I would have a chance of winning.
So one of your top priorities was public campaign financing. The arguments mean that your election now helps that cause. How so?
Well, I think I show that this was a district that was kind of created and steered toward one political party, and my position on campaign finance reform kind of reflects anyone should be able to run for office. And we need to level the playing field so that you don't have to be wealthy to run for office. So I was a big supporter of campaign finance reform. And even though I didn't have a lot of money, I got involved in the race. And people saw my determination and decided to get involved because of my position. And in the end, there was a lot of negative ads and mails against my position on that. And I think that's why I think because there was a lot of negative material towards me on that issue, I still won.
But there's an irony there in that
yes.
You ended up getting a lot of money for your campaign from Jonathan Soros, the son of George Soros, super PAC money. I mean, the irony is you needed a lot of money to make the case that there should be small money campaigns.
Right, and this was something they decided to do. They ran an independent expenditure campaign, so the money didn't come to me, but they decided to do ads help me get my message across. And that's what helped level the playing field, so people could hear my message about what I'd like to do for the district. And so they saw more of me, or this, leveled the playing field so they could hear about both candidates, and it helped me get my message out. And then people decided they wanted to vote for me because of my positions, not because people were bringing money into the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Now, your election makes you the 33rd Democrat, right? In a 63-member Senate. Yet, you're not in the majority because the Republicans have made a deal with 5 or 6 other Democrats, and they're ruling the Senate. Does that bother you at all that you've made a definitive majority by your election, yet you're going to be treated minority party status in the Senate?
Yeah, it's awkward, and it's frustrating, but I'm new. I'm really thrilled to be here. I will work with anyone to address some of these issues. I'm here to represent the folks in the 46th Senate District and make sure our schools get adequate funding, our property owners' issues get addressed, our municipalities and towns get some mandate relief, because we've got serious issues and we need to work together. And regardless of the leadership, we need to get some of these issues addressed. And I hope that's what matters at the end of the day, that we're getting work done and it's...
And not who's in control.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks very much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank you for the opportunity.